This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you were talking about that 2004 series,
yeah.
Knicks Nets. That was also the series where Isaiah Thomas took the mic and said, "Welcome to the playoffs," remember?
Oh, my God, that's right.
And that was also, I went back, I found this in the morgue. Remember the Tim Thomas, Kenyon Martin yeah. dust-up? This was Thomas on Martin.
He's fugazi. I mean, you know, all the fake tough guy role. I mean, I hate it, and especially in the NBA.
Remember that?
Of course, yeah.
That was all a that big now. Deal back then.
It was, yeah, and it was a 2-7 matchup. I said it was a 1-8. It was a 2-7 matchup, but yeah. Kenyon Martin, Tim Thomas getting
into
it.
And if you went to game three, that was a close game. Game four, I think, was the blowout.
Yeah.
Game three was like a 3-point game because I went back and saw the high, was watching the highlights. And that was where the Nets were up three. Knicks had the ball. Marbury gets fouled before he goes up for the 3-point shot. They thought it would be three free throws. They gave him two.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
He missed both of them.
I remember being way up there.
Mm.
And then they gave us like these neon wristband things.
Yeah.
And they shut the lights out. It was orange. Everybody had orange. That's what I remember from that game.
Yeah, we had all the same thing going on with the Rangers, too. The same thing.
The neon and bracelets.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, were you as high up as Evan is?
No, not nobody's as high up as that. That's insane. Like I said, I mean, I think he scratched in Evan Hart's Nets on the top of the ceiling. Didn't even need to stand on a chair.
Well, you were also talking about the reaction and how people feel about the Knicks and the Knick fans. So Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce were on the All the Smoke podcast. They guest hosted.
Oh, wow.
So this is interesting because it comes all the way back, I mean, I guess in a good way, I would suppose. Here was Garnett comparing the Knicks to, like, when they win and then they lose, the Hulk turning back into David Banner.
Are the Knicks fans like the Cowboys fans?
100%.
I thought the Cowboys was an emotional fan base. No. Man, when the Knicks got beat and they saw the people coming out the garden, man, it was like the David Banner, no. You know, the little, when the Incredible Hulk would go back to David Banner, he had to walk with the pants on. You know, and he had the hitchhike. This the 75, where only old hands
would go. The hitchhike back.
Yeah,
right.
Back when he had the hitchhike. Y'all remember that, right?
I'm telling you, man, people hate us.
Well, here he goes.
They just hate us.
So here's Garnett and Pierce again. Man, did Knicks fans really celebrate a lot after that Game 5 win.
Man, look at New York. It's all f***ed up, man. It's Thursday 11. Look at this, man. Knicks f***ed it up, man.
Are they not, Cowboys of the NBA?
They 100%. Like, we all know that. You know they delusional. The most delusional fans. I mean, he beat the Boston Celtics, and it looked like it was a parade out there, dog.
Okay, fine.
All right, so they're comparing us to Dallas Cowboy fans.
Yes.
I was thinking that, like, people hate us like they hate Eagle fans.
To some degree, sure, I would think so.
I mean,
so.
I know the Dallas Cowboy fans are delusional. There's no question
Dallas
about that.
No, Dallas Cowboy fans are disgusted and have been for about 15, 20 years now.
Well, that's how us Knicks fans are.
Yeah, for sure. This is where Pierce, or rather Garnett, gets won over by a specific fan. And I think you might even remember, or you might have seen this on social media too.
I heard a Knicks fan say it perfectly for me. He held his camera up, and in the background, it was going crazy, right? He said, for everybody watching this, I want to say, as you're watching this, and yeah, I know, yeah, we just beat the Celtics, and yeah, we're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I know, it's not the finals, but this ain't for you. This is for all of New York who's been going. He said, this is for us, so f*** off, world. When he said that, I was like, you know what? I can honor that.
He won them over.
Yeah.
Which is true.
I understood the point.
Yeah, I mean, these guys forget how bad it's been. I mean, they won a championship in Boston together. I mean, they have no clue the ineptitude in which this fan base has been beaten down with for decades. Let them celebrate.
And they needed each other to win that championship.
True.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They did.
All right, the baseball from last night. Yankees beat the Dodgers 7-3. Ben Rice with an early home run. You also had DJ LeMahieu, a four-hit performance, drove in a couple with a single and a double. First, this was Rice on the home run.
It felt great. Give us the lead back there and just kind of get the ball rolling a little bit. It felt really good.
And that was on Yes, and he had himself. That was after, I believe, Edmund actually homered to tie the game as well. He goes dead center for the two-run homer to put them up 3-1. And here was LeMahieu with Susan. This is the clip we played earlier with Dave Sims kind of hacking up a lung underneath. But this was on his four-hit game.
Yeah, it was good to get some results. Good to get some results, drive some runs in, and... it felt good seeing the ball good today.
At least I think that's Dave. It could be Emmanuel Babari. I have no idea. Here was Ryan Yarbrough. He went out. He did the job as he threw six innings of one-run ball. He outdid Yamamoto. He says got the job done.
Yeah, and I think we had a really good game plan between the coaching staff, me and Wellesley. So just a matter of execution and, you know, keeping them off balance and not putting them in counts where they can really hunt for certain pitches. So really just tried to attack the guys.
And so he is now, 3-0, 2.83 ERA with the victory as the Yankees avoid the sweep. They did not avoid injury, though, because Jason Dominguez sliding into second base head first injured his thumb. Any real issues with it?
I don't think there is much concern about it, just a left thumb contusion. So we're gonna see tomorrow how it felt like. But right now, I think there's nothing to worry about.
Yankees.
I'm just glad that Aaron Judge didn't run into the wall again.
Well, it's a padded wall now.
Did they fix that?
Yeah, they did.
They did fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got to fix the stadium. You got the concrete falling down, the guy in the back. Okay.
Well, it's sitting on a fault.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Was there a small earthquake that, or is that, like I said to Alice, that's something like what happened at Yankee Stadium 25 years ago when some piece fell out and they had to fix it and close it.
Yeah.
The Mets are there tonight, so.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it. Yankees home for Cleveland tomorrow. As for those Mets, they did beat the Rockies 5-3. Pete Alonso, the three-run homer in the fourth to put the Mets, give him the first three runs. Here is Alonso on SNY getting to their starter in that inning.
I mean, he had pretty good stuff today, and he's got a really funky release, and he was throwing the ball really well, and I'm just really happy that we had some good at-bats to get to him.
And put them ahead 3-1. Then you had the tie-breaking home run from Francisco Lindor when it was 3-3-1. Soto a home run as well. Here was Lindor not overthinking the note where they were talking about the Mets winning 26 straight games when Lindor homers.
It's not me. Pete comes saying? He had 3-run home run, and I get one RBI, one home run, one RBI, and pitching staff do their thing, defense do their thing, and just at the end of the day, it's an overall win. It's not me, and I'm not superstitious, so I don't believe in every time I hit a home run, we got to win.
Well, but they do, and it is nice to go 7-2 on the 9-game homestand at Citi Field. Juan Soto.
He's always great. I feel like even that game, we take positive results. We grind, we fight the whole game, and it was a great homestand.
Edwin Diaz struck out the side in the 9th for the save. Paul Blackburn makes his season debut tonight, taking on Dustin May on 880 AM Mets Odyssey Radio at 1010. The Phillies lost to the Brewers. They were swept away this weekend. Milwaukee's won 7 straight, so the Mets a game ahead of Philadelphia atop the NL East now in that Brewers game. Jake Bowers, the 2-run pinch hit double in the 7th inning. Stanley Cup Finals begin Wednesday between the Oilers and the Panthers, and in golf, Scottie Scheffler won the Memorial. We did play the Jack Nicklaus clips earlier. This is one more from him where he just talks about Scheffler because of what was on the leaderboard and kind of lacking stars. He was never threatened, and he just got the job done.
Now, if he'd had, I don't know who else it might have been, but if somebody else at the top, or Xander or somebody like that would have been there, he might have said, well, that might be a little tougher. I might have to do something. He didn't have to.
He didn't have to, and instead played very steady golf, shot a 70 and wound up winning by 4, a nice $4 million check for him. Was, I guess it's the RBC this week, and then the U.S. Open is next weekend for the men. Yes, it's next weekend.
US and then Open for the women was this weekend.
That just ended. They're in Atlantic City this coming week, as a matter of fact. The ShopRite Classic. How about that? All right, time now for Moment of the Day. So a couple different things here. I went with the playing of Gary Cohen, reading the commercial during a Met game on SNY this weekend.
By Blue Chew, chew it and do it. And by your local tri-state area Audi dealer.
What did you mean by that?
I just read the copy here. I try to give it a good read. Try and give the advertiser everything that they paid for, Keith. And then it's somebody else's problem.
Chew it and do it, baby.
Yeah. I mean, they must be...
Man, I like the sound of that.
Chew it and do it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's something you would have never heard in that broadcast years ago, so... I mean, boner gum?
Well, but I mean, in fairness...
You got FanDuel reads, yeah. You got everything.
I mean, yeah, but boner gum's a different situation.
I'm going to give it to you just the way you like it.
We've done a couple of them. I did a Blue Chew, not like an endorsement, but I read one. Then there was that Mango RX that Marash did.
Did he endorse that?
He endorsed it, yeah. Right. Yeah.
What were those returns?
Did you do an Insta reaction video afterwards?
Did it look nice? That is the question.
That's funny. You see Sean Marash doing that?
No.
It worked!
There you go. Moment of the day. Enjoy your Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.